Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16. It's letter number 5807, Baruch Hashem, the 29th of Tishrei, Tosh Yitches, Brooklyn, Avosik V'chosid, Morenu Naftali Hertz Sheyichia Shapiro. He was in Antwerp, in Antwerpen. And with the name Shapiro, you know, that was the name of the Reb Pinchas Mikoritz. We've had a lot of, they even sent the Rebbe Sefer Torah from him, and he's known the printers from Slavita, the whole stories was a lot, the Rebbe wrote a lot about this to them. But he writes to the Rebbe that he's a direct son after son from Reb Pinchas Mikoritz. The Rebbe says, "I was pleasant for me to read in the end of your letter that you are a descendant from a Rav Tzadik, a Rav Chosid, a Rav Goyen, Reb Pinchas of Koritz. You, and you write, a ben achar ben means son after son, just direct link." So the Rebbe says, this gives me the hope and that you recognize in the privilege and the responsibility of an inheritor. And if you're a son after a son, you inherit your father and all of his assets, which means whoever your great-great-grandfather was, if there was a mother in between, then you wouldn't get the whole inheritance. But if you're a son after son, you get all of your great-great-great-grandfather's assets. How much more so? That would be his physical assets. How much more so as it relates to his spiritual, to his level, to his holiness? But over there, the Rebbe says, assets are physical, so it goes from one, it leaves the other one. But when we talk about spiritual, it's like lighting from one candle to the other candle. The first candle isn't missing anything just because you lit the other candle. So by you inheriting your grandfather, you're not taking anything away from him. You're actually lighting one candle from the other candle. His candle stays aflame. Rebbe says, also take a look in the Mishnayis 80 is in the end of chapter 2. Over there it says, a father merits his son. That the Mefarshim explained there, even according to nature, this is the case, that the father's character and his looks, everything the Mishnah talks about, there are striking things that he is compared to his father. So this is in the physical sense, it's also, and so this is naturally wise, certainly in Torah mitzvahs, especially as a result of all of the above. For sure, you're putting in effort also in spreading the wellsprings of Hasidus wherever you can reach, wherever your hand reaches, wherever you have an ability. Nothing that stands in the face of the will, especially in our period, we see an awakening of the heart of the Jewish people in all groups. And the Rebbe says, it will be very pleasant to me to get the good news from your activities in the above. And you have the zechus of your fathers that supports you. And the Rebbe says, at this opportunity, I'm going to also encourage you these three classes in Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, that are known, that we heard from many times from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, how they're important for everyone, and they have a good benefit for many things. The Rebbe blesses him for good news. Okay, so here he writes to the Rebbe that he's a direct grandson from son after son, from the great rabbi of Reb Pinchas of Koritz, and the Rebbe says that gives you great responsibility. You're an inheritor, son after son, so you get it all. The Rebbe says naturally it works that way from the ideas, so from the Mishnah, it's also spiritually that way. The Rebbe encourages him to keep the three classes of the Tanya.